Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Well, I could give it a shove off the ledge and see what happens.
They're so cute, though.
Hey, for science, I mean.
Why don't we take a sneak up?
Whose blood? Where did that come from?
My name's Brian. What's happened?
I got him, guys. Don't worry.
You look tired, Mr. Giant.
You got him, Red.
Come on, Red.
He touched it, but he couldn't pull. Whoop, 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 whoop.
My skin's so nice.
It's like tightening around me.
Don't love any of those factors.
He's struggling his hardest to not give up.
Oh, no.
Doran, no!
Say bye to Doran.
Dice Shame. This is Season 2, Episode 49, Sinking Feeling.
MVP this week is Khan, who just finished listening to Episode 43. Khan listens to keep noise in their ears during the workday and has been live blogging along on our Discord. Thanks for hanging out with us, Khan. You're the best.
Thanks, Khan. All right, should we play some D&D?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Having infiltrated Deadstone Cleft and just defeated a group of barbarians, the party has a moment to catch their breath and regroup.
Great job, everyone.
Excellent.
All right. First little taste. Mario, you okay? You got hit back there.
Yeah, I'm okay. And she's got, like, you can see that there's just, like, this, like, stream of blood down her leg, but it's starting to dry.
Jack takes a minute to pop Kieran back out of that pocket space.
Mari, you said there was a big empty area to the south of here. I wouldn't mind checking that out. I think I'm going to slink over there. Remember, there could be traps and stuff around here, and let's stay away from where that barbarian was running for now. We'll maybe take this room by room.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
I don't want to get too far from you, but...
Let's check it out together, then. My Pass Without Trace is still active, so stay close. And Red heads towards that area to the south that didn't really have an exit.
Yeah, Mari comes with him to sort of lead him over to this space.
Doran's not going to move from where he is, except for maybe just hunch against the wall, maybe taking a little bit of partial cover and watching this door to the northwest.
Cool. So Doran, you're going to stay in that short hallway between the mud room and the room where the barbarians were sleeping.
And actually watching both entrances to that mud room.
Okay.
Just in case anybody were wandering.
Sounds good. Meanwhile, cool. Red, Mari, Jack, and Kieran make their way back into this bigger cavern.
Yeah, I don't want to head too close to the edge because, you know, the barbarians didn't run this way or anything, but I do kind of want to see what we can see down into that hole. It's another 10-foot ledge down, right? And then just circular room?
That's right.
Yeah, I kind of want to see...
a big oval, empty area.
Yeah, with my passive perception of 20, do I see what this room could be used for? Is it just a big toilet?
Yeah, Red, from just your perch atop this ledge a couple of feet back, just seems to be like a disused, empty cave.
I don't know. And he turns to Jack and Mari behind him and he says, you know... It seems like a very purposeful place. We walked through that hall with all those carved stone faces, carved by magic, you know? To have a room like this that just seems disused, doesn't that seem odd?
It's weird.
Does this room have the same kind of carvings all on the walls, or is it...
It does, yes.
The barbarians were at least camped out here. You know, maybe it's not a high-value room to the stone giants who've made this their home. Perhaps it was something once and is now no longer serving that purpose.
Maybe. I don't know. Those beds over there, are they giant-sized, or are they for the barbarians?
They're like super deluxe barbarian beds.
Right.
Super deluxe barbarian beds.
But that...
They're like California King.
Yeah.
Ooh, hell yeah. Ooh,
that's what I want. But the beer barrel is for stone giants. It's the mug above it is huge.
I want to wander over to that and take a good investigate, see what's going on.
Yeah, the barrel and the mug both definitely seem like they're sized for stone giants. Jack, you wander over there.
Yeah.
You're still like 60 feet away or something.
Yeah.
That speaks to cohabitation in a way that surprises me.
It's odd.
Jack, from your closer inspection, you see that there are barbarian-sized footprints in mm-hmm. this spilled beer. And there's actually a spigot tapped into the bottom that looks like it could be used by smaller folk.
Yeah, this to me seems like a place where barbarians have taken advantage of giant-sized things that were here before. What about that big mug? Does that look special?
Yeah, I mean, you actually can't reach it. It's 15 feet above the ground, this niche where it's carved in there. But, I mean, it seems more mundane than the walls.
Can you telekinesis that thing down, Jack?
Well, I could give it a shove off the ledge and see what happens. It looks like it'd probably survive. It seems sturdy.
My only concern is you knock it down if it'll alert anything else because it's so loud, be like heavy.
It's loud.
There was screams and death way closer to anything else. I'm going to push this thing with my mind off the ledge to get a closer look at it.
Is there a weight limit or it gets to make a strength check against you?
It could make me a strength
save
to move 5 feet.
That seems broken that you could push anything.
So, I guess as a bonus action, I guess it's probably not a creature.
It's not a creature.
Well, it's probably a bad idea to push it off anyway, Jack. Look, let's not try to draw attention. Remember, we killed those guys with Pass Without Trace active. That might have muffled a lot of the sounds. We should still be on our best. And who knows what's down there? Red again points to the big empty area and then walks over to Jack and he says, we don't know how stone giants sleep. It's possible that they sleep underground. What if that area down there is just a big comfy bunk bed with multiple giants underneath? Actually, and as he's talking, he stops, and he puts his head down against the floor, and I'm going to use primeval awareness to see if there are any giants throughout these next few rooms, because that would detect them.
There are 3 stone giants very close to you.
And Red pops back up and says, oh, that room that was open to the sky. I sensed 3 stone giants in there. Well, 3 giants, but I'm making the logical assumption that they're stone giants.
That seems reasonable in this case. Mm.
Doran's like watching the beer and from a distance. He's watching you fiddle around with the beer and he's licking his lips.
And there's no humanoids in these rooms either, so we've killed all the barbarians in these rooms at least. Red walks over to the beds and he'll just search them. See if there's any fun items within.
Yeah, you don't find anything terribly interesting.
But it definitely seems like they slept here. There's blue paint everywhere. I guess they blew themselves.
Oh, no.
All right. Red walks over to Doran and says, did you hear me? 3 stone giants in the north.
Over there? And he kind of points down to the northeast hallway.
Yes.
Why don't we take a sneak up? Take a look at the room for ourselves.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
These statues along the wall, they seem to just be statues. Let's poke around this room. I'm curious what it could be used for.
I agree.
Cool. So then Red stealthily will begin sneaking into the mud room.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Mari wants to get a look at this mud, not in spider vision.
Water-based objects? Mari's in.
Jack is moving over to the statues.
That's the plan. Yeah, I want to go take a look at these three giant statues on the wall.
Mm-hmm. Jack, these statues are very similar to the ones that you saw decorating the outside of the canyon.
Mm-hmm.
They are very impressive, extremely lifelike representations of stone giants. And in places, their bodies seem to either be attached to the wall or coming out of the wall. It's kind of difficult to discern without the lighting that you would prefer for this kind of investigation.
Sure. I mean, it's interesting, the contrast between a lot of the other art in here has been very interpretive, and now we've got very, very lifelike giant statues. Are we getting like a petrified vibe? Like, there's no tool marks on these. They're either formed by magic or petrified, or...
Yes, that is kind of the impression that you get, Jack. Either formed by magic, made of magic, or real and then magically turned to stone.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if they don't seem to have any articulated bits or secret compartments that I can investigate and spy while I'm looking around here, I'm...
Are their eyes open?
They have a variety of facial expressions, and these stone giants do vary from figure to figure such that they seem like unique individuals. You know, they're not made from a mold. They have different facial expressions. One of them, its eyes are open and its mouth is open in like this yawn of like a scream of anger. Another one is contemplating with its eyes closed in kind of a restful pose.
But look, there's the scars and blemishes and wrinkles of a life lived on these things are either a really dedicated and thoughtful artist or a petrified giant.
Agreed. And Red, walking to the edge of the mud burbling mm-hmm. pool, he doesn't touch it, he still stays a few feet back. I just want to, you know, perceive, maybe roll a nature, smell, see what I can do without interacting with it yet. What would you like me to roll, DM, oh my DM?
You can roll a nature check.
Yes, my lord. Yes, my lord. 17.
This looks kind of dangerous. In like you wouldn't necessarily want to get caught up in that because it looks kind of viscous and... the quicksandy.
Red sees Doran like playfully walking just up the shore, and like I could see Doran looking down and looking back and looking down. He's like, Doran, don't touch it.
And then Doran looks down at the pond and nods his head.
Yeah, good point.
Doran moves to the center of the room, kind of keeping an eye on where he's walking, and I'd like to check this room, like give a good look around in all the corners, looks and crannies for anything that might seem like a trap.
Doran, as you're looking up and around, as you said, you spy a small opening in the ceiling above this giant mud pit. Looks like another exit to the room, maybe?
Hmm.
Just big enough for a spider to fit.
Hey, Doran points up to the...
Once you kind of... try, because there are like these protrusions, stalactites, and also these giant faces that are forming topography on the ceiling. It's not just like flat and you can see how big it is, but if you see it as Doran did and you kind of position yourself to kind of try to fully observe it, you're able to, from a certain angle, see that it must be at least 15 feet wide, but it's just not well visible because of everything that's kind of jumbled in the way on the ceiling.
Wait a minute. Does this stuff smell?
Yeah, like is it a toilet?
Is it poopy ketchup?
Doesn't smell like poop.
Well, maybe stone giants don't smell like poop.
Maybe it's a kind of weird poop.
Maybe their shit don't stink.
Yeah. They're stone. Maybe they poop mud.
I should be a xenophobe. Maybe they poop mud. That'd be funny.
But yeah, Doran points to the hole in the roof and he says,
Might be a trap. Might be another exit. Just keep an eye on that.
Mari, do you recognize this? I don't recognize it. It seems bizarre.
Yeah.
We probably don't want to spend 10 minutes to detect magic at this moment. I'm going to guess.
If taking 10 minutes for you, Jack, means that we could be safer, then yeah, let's do it.
I think that would be a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Is Jack going to perform the ritual where he stands in front of this petrified statue?
Yeah. I mean, he might move a little more centrally.
Cool.
Jack stands in the center of the room and starts saying the magic words and moving his hands magically in the ritualized fashion to begin to detect magic.
While Jack's doing that, Red walks over to Doran and says, you know, Doran, apropos of nothing, and of course being very serious and making sure that everything is done in a serious and important way, is there any part of you that's curious what stone giant beer would taste like? I mean, we got 10 minutes.
I'm incredibly interested in tasting that beer.
For science, I mean, you know, like...
Of course.
This is really history. I mean, Jack said it when we came in, you know. When would you get a chance to see a culture like this again, you know?
Yeah, and he's... The look on his face is sort of like, could easily be convinced, and then holds his axe and squeezes it a little tighter and says, No.
Red, while I'd love to do that, I think I've learned that too many mistakes are made when we drink beer and...
Drinking and adventuring don't mix.
We're trying to be quiet.
Oh, true. Great point. Red turns to Mari. Mari, while we're waiting for Jack to, do his thing, is there any part of you, strictly for science, that's curious in what maybe, you know, stone giant beer would taste like?
I have to admit that there's a little part of me that's curious.
Come on, let's go! And Red runs over.
Oh, no.
And Red and Mari head over to the beer barrel.
Red reaches into the bag of holding and pulls out a small goblet and fills it up with some of the beer.
And hands it to Mari and then grabs another one and fills it up. And...
Thank you.
Cheers!
Cheers.
And I drink it.
Tastes surprisingly mundane.
Malty.
Mundane-y. I've had better.
Jack, your detect magic spell comes to life through your ritual, and
yeah,
you do detect magic in this room.
Whoa.
The mud burbling away in the center of the room is emanating transmutation magic.
Huh. I'm gonna wander over to it and take a closer look. Not quite ready to touch it yet, but give it that arcana-filled eye.
What are you looking at, Jack? What's going on?
The mud is magic.
No way.
It's transmutation, which is usually...
Magic? Mud?
Turning something into something else, or...
Wait, was it transmutation magic also the quicksand that was the entrance to the goblin village?
You mean the gnomish village?
What did I say?
You said goblin.
Oh, there were goblins there.
Nope.
There's a big difference.
There were a lot
Red.
Of dead goblins there. I'm correct.
So you're, you know, I mean, it's also levitation is a transmutation spell. I don't know if that's a helpful fact, but...
A whole bunch of my spells are transmutations.
Yeah, it's a similar transmutation magic that we saw in that other quicksand at Zosenbaffel, but this quicksand, I mean, I don't see tiny robots in it.
Well, we didn't see tiny robots in the other one either until you got into it. I attacked it. All I mean to say is, you know, maybe there's something underneath it.
Yeah, I guess maybe Mage Hand, I'll pick up like a handful of it and let it drip back down just to see if there's anything that comes of that.
The mud sluices through the magical fingers of your mage hand.
Can I try something? The guy we killed earlier in this room, if I go over to him, does he have like a spear or anything like that?
He's got a spear.
If I take that spear and gingerly sort of poke it into the mud.
You got a muddy spear.
All right, cool. I was wondering if it would like do something to it. Mm. But
well, look, we're probably overthinking it. Until something comes up, we might as well not bother. But knowing its magic is important.
I would steer clear of it, is what it's telling me. It seems...
That was my read as well.
Mm. Yeah.
What do you think they do with it? Maybe they make some sort of, like, warrior out of them. Out of it. Like, a mud warrior.
Maybe it's just a mud bath. Maybe this is the spa section of the Stone Giants.
Magic.
My skin's so nice.
There's a part of me that could stand here all day and examine it, but maybe we should move on while this magic still holds.
Yeah.
So we can see what else is magical in here.
Yep, let's keep going.
And Red sort of gestures towards the thing to the north. Who wants to take the lead?
Well, I guess I'll lead the way.
I'm right behind you, Doran.
Be careful.
Doran, as you lead the way into the next room, I need you to make a dexterity saving throw.
No.
No.
Oh, well, that's not very good.
Oh,
it's
no.
going to be a 7.
Mm. No. Wait, don't you have Indomitable?
I do.
Where if you fail a saving throw, you can reroll or something?
Yes, I believe Indomitable is a long rest.
Do it.
What if I need that for later? I mean, this is a dexterity.
Entirely your call.
My vote says use it now.
Well.
You can chat about
I'm
it.
I'm going with... for it. 7. Stick with 7.
All right. Red, Jack, Mari, and Kieran all see the form of a giant emerge from the wall directly behind Doran.
Oh no.
This is a huge stone giant. It grabs him.
Ooh, yikes.
Oh man.
And throws him into Whoa. The center of this pool of mud.
Doran!
Oh no. Oh boy.
I'm looking for an I told you so gift. Hold on.
Harlan.
Doran, you land in the mud and you sink 5 feet down. How tall are you?
4'8".
Okay. So you are immediately submerged in this magical substance.
Doran, no!
Say bye to Doran.
That is a surprise round.
Yikes.
Everybody roll for initiative. Red, what'd you get?
18 till I die.
Jack?
Natural 20, 25.
Nice. Mari?
17, slightly better this time.
And poor Doran.
It makes sense that I got a 10 because I'm 5 feet under mud.
Top of the order. Jack Page, you have a giant literally yeah. 5 feet from you.
Yeah.
You are also very close to this giant pool of mud. What would you like to do?
I don't love any of those factors. I use my mind to like reach out and be like, whoa, and shove Mari back 5 feet to see if she can get some space from this giant and at least hopefully run away on her turn or get some distance. So if you'd like to move back a square.
Resist, Mari.
You can, or you could resist and then we could fight about it. But.
Do you allow Jack to push you?
Yeah, she allows it. Excellent. She's taken it back, but she's getting flashbacks to being in that pool again.
What else do you want to do, Jack?
I stop concentrating on detect magic. I'm going to look this giant straight in the eye. I'm going to crane my neck to try and make eye contact and speak in giant and tell them to take a nap and try and suggest that very hard that they lie down and take a nap.
Okay.
They can make me a wisdom saving throw, DC 17.
You look tired, Mr. Giant. This is a perfect time to take a nap.
16.
That's a fail.
Oh, nice. All right.
I really suggest it. A nap will do wonders.
Sleepy time.
The giant lies down.
Nice.
Closes his eyes.
I'm going to now move away. Sorry, I'm not standing near the giant. I'm going to sort of circle the edge of the pool trying to see if I can find a good angle to get Doran out.
Well, what's the rules here? If we hit him, does he wake up?
Yes, if you or any of your companions damage the target, the spell ends.
So what's the play? Get Doran out and then attack?
Well, yeah.
When Doran fell in, did it look like he got sucked under, or was it sort of he sank just like you would in quicksand?
He sank.
I cast Water Walk on myself. This spell grants the ability to move across any liquid surface, such as water, acid, mud, snow, quicksand, or lava, as if it were harmless solid ground.
That fucking works.
High five me.
That is absolutely a solution.
Thanks, everyone.
Good job, Harlan.
Thanks. Silence.
I was just reading the text of my mud thing because I wanted to make sure that it wasn't like, except in blah, blah, blah.
I'll edit it in where you guys celebrate. And I'll make myself feel good in post.
You're so smart, Harlan. Way to go.
And Red walks out onto the mud, like, tentatively. He takes, like, a step on the mud. And he's like, oh, okay. Doran, I'm coming. I got him, guys. Don't worry. And he'll use his movement, which is not impeded by this mud because of Red's own ranger abilities, to walk out to Doran. And then he'll take his bow and just dip it as far down as he can. And he'll stick it down and hopefully try to poke Doran to give him something to grab onto.
All right. Mari, it's your turn.
If we're prepping to fight this guy, I could recast Giant Insect.
My gut feel is if there's three of them and we need some more targets for them to hit that aren't Kieran, that might be a great use for
Great point. Kieran.
Bugs.
Just throw Kieran at him.
Do it.
Get that death over.
Do it. I'll give you inspiration.
You use the dog. So Mari turns and jogs back about 30 feet away to get some space between her and this giant.
Cool. So you're like on the shore of this mud.
Yeah, trying to sort of like keep an eye on the thing while sort of giving these like glancing over at what's happening with Red and Doran.
Mm-hmm.
She puts her hand to the ground and can feel that there are insects in the space, or I guess in this case arachnids, because she casts giant insect, and that causes three spiders that are in the vicinity around her to grow large to giant and scuttle over towards her.
What if one of those spiders was already a druid? When it turned back, would it be a giant druid? Why am I extra big now?
Oh, could you imagine? I love the idea. That would be an absolutely amazing twist in something where you just have like a really, you just be like, oh my God. And he's like, my name's Brian. What's happened?
I've been stuck as a spider for 7 years.
All right, Mari. Three spiders. Whoop, 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 whoop. Gigantify.
Yes.
And
whoop.
They're so cute though.
No, they're not. They're definitely absolutely not cute.
No.
Stop objectively
cutifying this horrifying game.
All right, fine. Blood drips from their claws.
There we go.
Whose blood? Where did that come from?
Doesn't matter.
It's left over from the previous fight.
Got it.
Doran, at the start of your turn, you sink another 2 feet into the mud. So you are a total of 7 feet down at the level of your feet, which means you got 3 feet from the surface, and your little hand is just able to touch Red's outstretched bow. What do you do?
I feel the bow in my fingers.
So there's two ways you can escape from the quicksand. Someone can pull you out, but that has to happen on their turn. So we have to wait for Red's turn for that to happen. Or you can use your action to basically struggle to the surface, and you're going to be using Red's bow to allow this to happen.
Oh, I will certainly do that.
Okay.
All right. Sounds like a lot of fun. So Doran's going to roll.
You have a safety word, though.
Saturday night for me.
In order to escape, because Red is helping you now, you can pull yourself out using a strength check, the DC of which is something I know and you do not.
Let's do it. Doran uses all of his might.
Come on, baby boy. And Red's going, pretend it's Jack. Pretend he's calling you dad. You can do this.
It's going to be a... Do I want to roll lucky here?
Oh.
I'm so tense.
It's a 9.
Oh, that's probably not the number.
Use lucky.
Yeah.
You have 3 luckies. This is a death.
You're a goner.
You're going to die. Like, full out die.
All right. Well, that's if I roll better, though.
Love full out die in the second room, though. That's...
Which I didn't. A 1. So.
No! What?
That's not going to cut it. Doran, you can't grab this bow. Your fingers are slipping on the bow. You just can't gain purchase. That is your action. You don't have movement because you're restrained. Now you need to make a constitution saving throw.
Don't love that.
25.
Okay, you're all right for now. Jack, it's your turn.
Ha! Gotta keep concentrating on keeping this giant asleep. I'm going to take a rope out of the satchel on me and mage hand it out towards Red. So if he can get it around you, we can maybe pull from this end. Kieran at least has the one end of the rope in his mouth because he's much stronger than Jack. And so
that's not a bad plan.
That saves me a move. Thank you.
I mage hand a rope out there, and I've got Kieran and I holding on to the other end of it.
Thanks, Jack.
No worries.
Okay, Jack. Good job. Kieran, good job. Giant. Yeah. Tweety-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee, still sleeping.
Just the little birds around the head.
Red, you are holding on to the end of the rope that Jack Mage handed out to you. It's a 50-foot rope, so you got a little slack, not a ton.
Red stands up, pulls his bow from the mud. He touched it, but he couldn't pull! And he grabs the rope from the mage hand, and he reaches into the bag of holding, and he pulls out the adamantine chunk. that big chunk of metal that I know Doran would be able to feel in the dark. And he ties it tightly, almost like a monkey fist.
Yeah.
Red pushes the adamantine chunk through the mud with his bow until it reaches all the way down, keeping the rope taut. And he whispers, "Come on, Doran. Come on, you can do this. This isn't the end of you, Doran. Come on, buddy."
Doran, being restrained, blinded, can't breathe, suffocating, he's struggling. He's struggling his hardest to not give up.
Mari, what do you do?
She commands two of the spiders to go sort of closer to the giant and to use their web attack to restrain it. So since it's asleep, it's not going to fight back.
Exactly.
Now the giant is wrapped in like a lovely webbing blanket.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure just feels like a weighted blanket to him. And I'm going to have that one head over to the ceiling and start sort of crawling up the ceiling so we have somebody who's above and can just sort of be like if that giant wakes up, can just start firing web at it again.
Cool. So two spiders make a bedspread of webs over the giant, and then the third spider climbs the wall and sort of hangs out in the ceiling wall area.
Yeah, so it's above and watching.
More of like a restraining bedspread.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, like when you roll up in your sheets.
Excellent.
And Mari's just going to shift a little bit back from the spiders.
Doran. Currently 7 feet under, and you sink another 4 feet down.
Doran reaches around and feels this chunk of adamantine and feels the rope around it, and holding on tight, pulls himself up on this rope.
You are going to have to make another strength check, Doran.
Okay. And this time, it's an unnatural 20.
Hey!
Getting there.
That's
getting there.
Necessary.
You fail.
No!
Whoa!
What?
Whoa!
Make a constitution saving throw.
25.
You're okay.
Doran's just like start to panic because he's pulling and realizing that maybe he does not have the strength to pull himself out.
This absolutely could be the death of your character.
He is accepting the fact that he might not make it out of this one.
Jack, it's your turn.
Jack reaches out with his mage hand, straining it to the edge of his range, but he's following it down by feel alone to the end of this rope and taking that rope and looping it around every one of Doran's wrists and trying to tie knots and do everything he can to give Red the best purchase when he heaves it out of there. I'm just trying to give Red the help action on his turn.
Okay.
To pull Doran out of the mud.
The giant slumbers on. Red.
I could fire a seeking arrow at Doran.
Ow!
Hit him and then cast Water Walk.
Yeah.
Which actually,
it's just like fishing, right? It's a harpoon.
But it would kind of be, I mean, I get why it doesn't work, so I'm not arguing the fact that
but it would
will
be
work.
Cool.
But it'd be kind of neat to like, Doran gets hit and he's like, what? And then he's whoom, comes up.
The mental image of Doran being like, they'll save me, and then just getting hit with a fucking you
the fuck is happening up there?
Red wraps his arm around the rope and tears are streaming down his face as he knows that Doran down there is helpless in the dark, cold, alone, everything he doesn't want for his friend. And he whispers to himself, come on, buddy. Come on, grab the rope. You can do this. And he's talking half to Doran and half to himself. And with Jack's help.
Help me, Daddy.
He. Come on, buddy. Lady, come on, little baby boy. Red is going to wrap his arm around this rope and pull with all of his might with Jack's help. Okay. Make yourself lighter, Doran.
Lose some weight right now.
I'm thinking light.
Think happy thoughts. Think happy thoughts.
I rolled... Oh, no. I rolled a 13 and a 19.
So, obviously, take the higher one.
No, I'll take the 13.
Man,
but my strength is minus one, which means the total is 18.
Red, you heave against this rope.
Come on, buddy!
And it begins to slide towards you.
Not like this! Not like this.
It's sliding towards you, as in you're doing a good job.
Yeah.
You're doing it. You're doing it, Red.
Come on, Red.
Keep calling me daddy!
Thorn feels the rope tighten, and it's like really messily wrapped around all of my limbs for some reason, because
it's starting to slide through your hands, and then you realize that it's been knotted.
Yeah, knotted, and like as if a child has wrapped it around every freaking possible arm and knot, like these weird knots. I feel like
I get it's not the best rope work, but come on, I was flying blind under quicksand. It's not.
It's like tightening around me, but it's
Jack's got a new hobby. Where
it's uncomfortable, but it's not letting loose. That, and that's the main point. And I'm not dying further than I already am.
Red, you succeed and you begin to pull Doran up out of the quicksand. From the amount of muddy rope that you are able to pull out of this hole, he's about 5 feet below the surface by the end of your turn.
Come on, buddy!
You got this!
Mari, it's your turn.
She's watching Red struggle, and it's like taking way too long.
His tiny arms.
This horrible, horrible dread settling in where it's just taking way too long. She can see him starting to pull it up, but she hasn't seen Doran's head break the surface yet.
Mm-hmm.
So Mari directs the spider that's been crawling up the wall that she's named Vinar to crawl over to where the other side of the cavern where Red and Doran are, and to basically wait for when Red can get Doran free so it can kind of like grab him and take him to safety. So it's sort of standing there like giving Red like little like pincery thumbs up, like, come on, buddy, you can do it, and like waving its little spider arms.
Cool. Doran. Normally, I would be finding out how many feet further you sink into this magical quicksand, but you are being hauled up actively by your friend Red with his successful strength check.
My incredible teammates and real-life brother.
Incredible real-life brother.
And so that effect is negated. You can take an action, but you are restrained. If you would like, you can make another strength check.
That's a 22.
Nice.
Hey, there we go.
So, like, helping myself up a little bit more.
Doran, you pull yourself wrapped, knotted hand over hand, and you begin to climb this rope, and a muddy little dwarf paw sticks up above the surface of this magical mud.
You got him, Red.
I got you, buddy.
Come on.
Come on.
Make a constitution saving throw.
15.
Okay, you're good. Yeah. Oh.
Red throws his arms around you and hugs you and kisses you on both cheeks, leaving mud all over his face.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. And then how am I going to get off this quicksand?
We'll get you out, don't worry.
He's kind of looking around.
Doran, you're the most precious thing I own. And if I could put you in the bag of holding, I definitely would.
Jack, it's your turn.
Jack grabs the other end of the rope with his mage hand and hands it to the spider on the wall so that Doran's got sort of two anchor points that he can get where he needs to go.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for your help. I knew I could rely on you.
We're not out of it yet. Red points to the sleeping giant.
No, we're not. But I'm energized to take on that giant.
Red, it's your turn.
Come on, buddy.
And when we're to the north off the mud, Red hugs him again and then says,
all right. Let's take this thing down. Thank you once again to our wonderful Patreon supporters, Adam Fry, Amanda Kitchener, Amy Garza, Anne, Cecil Lee Wilson, Jerry Rose Anderson, Christopher, Colin Burkhart, Crow, Casey, D.S. Dippity, Elizabeth H., Haley, Harper the Marks, Heather Nichols, Indian Thrifty, Jekyll, J.D., Joy Robinson, Jory, K.R., K.M., Cade, Kirsten Wolf, Lasagna, Last Ruth on the left, Leader J., Lizzie Demon, Lorelei Feldman, Loon, Matilda Rushing, Melinda Curley, Moon, Melissa, Merlin, Sam C., Regan, Ren, Ruth Ann Reed, Scotty, S-Ray 96,
Tony Pepperoni, Xander Morning Dove, and Zach House. Woo!
I'm really sorry, guys.
Why? Are you
if nothing
sorry?
Else,
this is great.
It's great. Well, yeah.
I'm sorry that my roles are flunking.
No, this is exactly what we want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys flew through that barbarian combat. It's nice to see you interacting
struggle
with environmental hazards.
Is what you're saying. Yeah. You want to see a struggle. It's nice to see a struggle.
From your hey, if she can't
kill that dog, she needs to see us suffer.
At least you can suffocate for a minute.
This is very deadly.
Yeah.
So you guys are treating it with the appropriate fear.
Come on, you can do this. This isn't the end of you, Doran. Come on, buddy.
Doran can't hear you.
I know. I'm just trying to make this scene more dramatic because we make a show.
I'm kidding. I'm going to come out as a giant. It's transmutation.
Oh, my God.
It's like, run stronger now!
Maybe this is how they make stone giants, is they just bathe them in this.
That.
And
stone Doran. He can't, I cast stone cunning on myself.
Wouldn't that be great if I come
I'm
out
so
of
smart
this
now.
And I've mutated?
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.